Good morning and welcome in the name of Christ. We are excited that you have joined us for this morning's message and hope you will receive a blessing from it. Our lesson today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11, which is the account of Jesus' own baptism. Memories. We all have accumulated a lot of memories, haven't we? I know for me, most are good. Some, well, not so good. But I'll bet that's true for most of us. The reason most are good is that we try to hang on to the good ones and forget about the bad ones, don't we? The bad memories we file away and we take them out when we need to remember the lesson that was learned from the experience. And after all, are not some things best forgotten? But then, there are the good memories, those we cherish. We also have many of these filed away, and we pull them out and relive them time and time again as we remember a specific event. The greater the event, the greater the amount of satisfaction or accomplishment it represents for us, the more memorable it becomes. It always makes us feel good to recall a fond memory, doesn't it? Often the way we remember a particular event, especially if it was a significant time in our lives, is not always completely accurate. Facts get altered, and the way things were at the time may be remembered, a bit differently than they actually were as we reflect back on them. Let me give you an example. Back when I was about 12, when I complained about having to stand out in the cold on a winter day and wait on the school bus, my grandpa began telling me a story about the good old days back when he was my age. And he began, "You kids today just don't appreciate how easy you've got things. Why, when I was your age, we didn't even have school buses. We had to walk over 2 miles to school in all kinds of weather. It was uphill both ways, and the wind was always blowing in your face. Back then, the winters were much colder, and we got a lot more snow. In the winter, the snow would get so deep, we didn't have to worry about crossing fences. We just walked over top of them on the snow. Why, one day my little sister fell through the crust in the snow, and the rest of us started digging around. Took us 10 minutes until we finally found her." He could continue like this until he would finally run out of stories. And then he would again say, "You kids today, you just don't know how easy you got it." While I understood that he embellished things a bit, the more times he told the same stories, the worse things were. Well, after listening to these stories several times, I thought to myself, you know, when I get old, I'm never going to start out a sentence with, "Why, back when I was your age." And then one day, when I was teaching several kids in a confirmation class, and one of them complained that his parents wouldn't get a cell phone for him so he could be like all the other kids, I knew I was about to say it, but I just couldn't stop myself. And then I heard myself use those exact same words. "Why, back when I was your age, we didn't even have cell phones." And on I went. When we reflect back, we often remember things were better than they were. It puts me in mind of something comedian George Carlin once said. He said, "The older I get, the better I was." And isn't that often the way we remember things? A very important point for us to consider when we think about memories is that whether we remember facts and events accurately or not, is that meaning shapes memory. In today's text, Mark recounts one special event in the life of Jesus, his baptism. We read that John the Baptist came baptizing in the desert. John's task was to get people ready to receive God's Son. He called the people to repentance and called for them to be baptized. The baptism that John dispensed to the crowds that gathered to receive it symbolized the washing away of sin. The people that came to John were in need of forgiveness and needed to feel that they would be accepted and had been forgiven. But John also tells the people he was baptizing that he isn't doing this just so they can feel better about themselves. He is doing this to make them ready because the Messiah was coming. John proclaims, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Verses 7 and 8. The people who came to John were thankful to be washed clean and made right with God, to be given a chance to start fresh. This symbolized a point of transition in their lives, by which they moved from a state of sin and brokenness into a state of grace and forgiveness. This symbolized a fork in the road for them. They changed directions. They moved from their old lives and their old way of doing things to a brand new way. Jesus' baptism was also a significant event in his life. It is at this point when Jesus' ministry begins. As soon as John baptizes Jesus, the Spirit descends on him in the form of a dove, and God's voice is heard. "This is my Son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." Through his baptism, Jesus publicly receives God's acceptance and affirmation. He is now ready to begin his ministry among the people. Today, I would like you to think about some of the more important events in your own life. What kind of memories do you carry about them? Can you recall any specific events in your life that were especially significant? Events that left a real impact on you or caused you to change your behavior? When you think back, what memories come to mind? The point of this little exercise is that when we remember a significant event in our lives, what makes it significant to us is the meaning that we attach to it. And meaning shapes our memory of what we believe took place. Ask a father to remember a significant event, and he might recall the birth of his first child and the joy that he experienced because of it. Is he recounting fact? The truth is that it was hard for him and very stressful to watch his wife go through hours of labor in the hospital. But the significance and meaning connected with bringing a new son or daughter into the world made the memory a special one for him. A new bride will always say that her wedding was one of the happiest days of her life. Is that really a fact? The truth is, her wedding day was probably one of the most stressful days of her life, filled with worry and anxiety. But the significance of marrying the man she loves turns a horribly stressful experience into a positive and happy memory. Ask someone who was baptized as an adult what it was like, and most will say it was a great experience for them. Is it a fact? In reality, many were quite nervous at having to do this publicly and in front of all those people. They usually were wet, cold, and uncomfortable. But the meaning of being baptized makes it a deeply moving experience for them. Again, meaning shapes memory. The significance and meaning of a particular experience is what will always be remembered. The better it makes us feel, the more positive the experience, the more pleasant memories we will attach to the event as we reflect back on it. Again, I want to ask you to recall a memory. How many of you remember when you were baptized? What do you remember about it? Do you remember where you were baptized? How old you were? what kind of an experience it was for you? How did it make you feel? Our baptism should be a memorable experience for us. Like it was for Jesus, our baptism should be a transitional point in our lives. We stood before witnesses and made our vows to God and to our congregation. This was our public adoption ceremony into God's family. Do you remember the vows you took? In them, we make a promise to repent of sin, agree to resist evil in all of its forms, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and agree to serve as Christ's representatives in the world. So how have you been doing with that? How well have you been representing Christ? If we agree that there is some room for improvement, that we could do a better job of representing Christ, then today would be a great opportunity to make a commitment to do better. Perhaps you do not remember much about your baptism. You might have been baptized as an infant, or it just didn't have much of an impact or make an impression on you at the time. Of course, in the denominations that practice infant baptism, you then must stand in front of your church family and reaffirm the vows that were made for you when you go through the confirmation process and become a member of the church. A new year is a time when many people reflect back on the year gone by and vow to do some things differently, better than they did in the past year. This use of the dawning of a brand new year to also make a fresh start is a tradition that has been around for a long time. People make vows to leave behind old habits and failures and start over with a clean slate. Wouldn't you like to recapture that sense of newness, that feeling of complete forgiveness and acceptance that you felt at your baptism? Or perhaps it was when you joined the church and reaffirmed your baptismal vows. Remember how it made you feel when you stood in front of your church family and felt their love and acceptance. I want to extend to you this morning an opportunity to do just that, to remember and reflect back on a significant moment in your life. And what better time to do so than at the beginning of a brand new year? In the service we had last Sunday at church, we were offering communion on that Sunday, and so we invited all those who were in attendance that as they came forward to receive the communion elements, that they were to think about their baptisms and what it meant to them at the time. Our baptismal was filled, and we invited them to touch the water as they came forward and to place some on their foreheads and reflect back on that day when they were baptized. You can do this the same way this morning, wherever you are. Think back to when you were baptized, and remember that you are a child of God and a Christian. Remember that through your baptism, you have been accepted and fully adopted into God's family. Remember what it means to be a Christian, and that we are, as Paul said, Christ's ambassadors in the world. This morning, I would like you to reflect back and think about that day when you were baptized. Remember your baptism and be thankful, so that we may be salt and light. Amen.